An ABC investigation has identified two Australian former Defence Force personnel who've returned from fighting with militant groups in the war in Ukraine. One of the men, Ethan Tilling, is a recent former neo-Nazi and registered gun owner from Brisbane who took up arms in Ukraine late last year. The war in Ukraine has attracted thousands of far-right wing foreign fighters, much like the war in Syria has been a magnet for jihadists. But whereas Australians who fight for Islamic State or even their opponents, the Kurds, face life in jail, Australians are free to fight legally for ultra-nationalist groups in Ukraine. Sean Rubenstein Dunlop has this exclusive report and a warning. It contains some coarse language and graphic descriptions.
The war in Ukraine has churned on brutally for nearly 4 years, largely forgotten by the outside world. But not for one Australian who'd long dreamed of fighting a war. Former soldier Ethan Tilling from Brisbane.
Every soldier listening to this will know the pain of spending years in the military and never getting deployed.
Ethan Tilling was in search of a mission. After ending his Australian Army career just 18 months in, the 23-year-old joined Right Wing Resistance, a small neo-Nazi group which describes itself as an active army of white nationalists.
I was a member for about 6 months before I realised that they were absolutely useless human beings. I wanted nothing to do with that group or those people.
A YouTube video inspired Ethan Tilling to take up arms in eastern Ukraine. Last year, he joined a legion of foreign fighters taking on the Russian-backed separatists there.
There was certainly things going on there that would be considered war crimes. We found one of our guys with his fingers, toes, his testicles and penis cut off in a field with his throat slashed.
The ABC has identified another Australian, former Air Force Airman Jared Bennett from Melbourne, who fought for an extreme right-wing battalion in Ukraine. The Australians were among thousands of foreign fighters there.
Our estimations were around 17 to 20,000 people actually travelled to that conflict.
Dr. Kacper Rekovec from Slovakia's Globsec Institute is the leading expert on fighters in Ukraine. He says for some fighters, the war has been a rallying point in an increasingly violent global ultranationalist movement.
There's been a dream of these guys of having a war right next door to Europe to prepare themselves for a war back at home.
Brett Walker SC was Australia's independent national security legislation monitor from 2011 to 2014. He says Australia is vulnerable to any returned fighters who might go on to become violent.
Those are people whose skills, experiences and lack of sensitivity are very likely to constitute dangers in this country.
Under Australian law, it's a crime to fight in so-called hostile activities overseas. But taking up arms alongside a country's army on its soil is perfectly legal. In 2014, Brett Walker recommended that all foreign fighting should be illegal unless it's officially approved by the Australian government. But his recommendation was ignored.
So at the moment, there's a blank cheque handed, as it were, to people who go to fight on the government side, say, in Ukraine, or perhaps more controversially, the government side in Syria, because they will not be, at first sight, committing any Australian offence.
Australia's former watchdog on national security laws, Brett Walker SC, ending that report from Sean Rubenstein Dunlop.